You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to another program with us on our Saturday afternoon program that we've called for a lot of years, Raising the Standard. So we're glad to be here with you. Amen. We hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour, as we mention every week. But if you can't and you'd like to hear the rest of what we're going to discuss here today, all we ask for is a love offering, and you make out a check to whatever God tells you, and you can mail it to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. It's at Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida, and the zip is 34995, and we'll be glad to mail it out to you. Just mention the date, whether you want a CD or a tape. Most people want CDs today, but once in a while, somebody wants a tape. So we do both of them, and so you can avail yourselves of that, and we're welcoming you to the program. We're honored to be with you again on another Saturday afternoon, and so hallelujah. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1, and Pastor Donna and I, she's sitting across the desk from me right now.
Amen.
We co-pastor a church in Stuart that we have for 21 years now, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And where does it come from, Pastor Donna?
Comes right out of the book of Revelation, chapter 19.
It's a good verse, hallelujah. I
and
love it.
Verse 10.
That's right.
And I will just read it for
okay.
you.
Okay. Read it right out of the Word of God, hallelujah.
Right out of the King James Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Well, I'm just going to read the whole thing.
Read the whole verse,
it's at
yeah.
the tail end. It
yeah.
says, "And I fell at his feet to worship him." This was an angel, right? Mm-hmm. And he said unto me, or not actually, it was, I
he
guess,
he thought
a
it was
servant.
An angel, but thought, it was,
right?
it was a
And he said
servant.
Unto me, "See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant."
That's right.
He's a fellow servant.
That's right.
"And thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus." Then he says, declares, he says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy."
So he says, don't worship me, worship Jesus. Amen. That's what he's telling.
Worship God.
That's right. Worship
Jesus
God.
Jesus is God, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
And that's what we have on our pulpit, which has been on there many years, 20 some years. So worship God. Amen. We don't worship fellow servants. We don't worship men.
Or angels.
Men will fail.
That's right.
Or angels. That's right. And sometimes in the Bible, people went to worship angels, and they were told not to do that as well.
It's mentioned in the book of Revelation also there, and it's mentioned in another place, I think, where it talks about that. So anyway,
we worship God.
We worship God and Him only. So we're honored to be with you again this Saturday, and so we welcome you and greet you, as we always
Amen.
Do. And as I say every week, somebody right now, probably Pastor Don White, has never listened to this program before, and you're listening for the first time, so we ask you just to have ears to hear what the Lord will have to say to you today. Amen.
And also, this radio broadcast is on the internet.
That's right.
So if you happen to be driving down 95 or the turnpike, or you're out in your car and you'd like to listen to us again, you can always go to the internet, WCNO.com, every Saturday, and listen to us at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And there's also, you can go back and you can listen to this program again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's programs from past weeks and actually months and years that you can go back and you can listen to it again. So that's a wonderful blessing. So this radio broadcast is going around the world. And what a blessing, because we didn't really know that when we started this.
But we got to worry about that one time.
We did have prophecy about that, what happened. And, you know, you never know how things are going to happen when you get a prophecy. But
that's right.
God knows, and He's the one who causes these things to happen. You know, we can't make things happen. A lot of times people try to make things happen. God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to wait upon Him. And that reminds me that we're going to be having Gary Brooks, Prophet Gary Brooks, with us. And where's that sheet, that paper I gave you?
Right here.
Right. So he's going to be with us. He's been with us several times.
Many times.
Yeah. And he's been to Martin County, to this area. A lot of people in West Palm Beach know him. He used to live in this area. And so I have this. It's going to be on the radio broadcast. They'll be announcing this. Are you desperate for more of God? Well, we sure should be, shouldn't we?
Yes, we should.
Well, Pastor... Prophet Gary Brooks will be with us on June 6th and 7th and 8th. That would be a Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. So do we want a fresh throne room encounter?
Yes.
We certainly do need one, and it will radically change us. Prophet Gary moves in the glory realm, and he brings those who will wait on the Lord into this place of glory. The Holy Ghost flows through Prophet Gary in a unique way to bring people intimately, that's a key word.
That's right.
Closer to God. And isn't that what we all want? Isn't that what we all need?
Intimate relationship with Him.
Yes, right. So we need to wait upon the Lord, and His presence and glory will manifest with refreshing signs, wonders, and miracles. So we need to get more hungry. We need to get thirsty for more of God.
That's right.
You know, He will also have some of His prophetic music that He brings.
Yeah.
If people
to soak, yeah.
Soaking, right, or getting into the Lord's presence.
Yeah.
So mark that down on your calendar. And if you'd like to have a calendar, give us a call. We'd be glad to mail you out a free calendar. Our calendar has the things that's going on all year. And it also has the Hebrew days and the months. And so... avail yourself to that.
Superimposed on each other. Amen.
Right. Anyway, so I'm going to give the phone number. I want to let you know. Also, we have services here in Stuart, Florida. We have Sunday morning services at 10 a.m. And we have Friday night Shabbat services at 7. And then we also have classes, special classes on Saturday, and prayer on Saturday evening. So what you need to do is just give us a call. We'll be glad to let you know what classes we have going on Saturday. And not every Saturday, like this Saturday, we won't be having church this Saturday, but next Saturday we will be. So just give us a call.
Amen.
But it's normally Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we're right here in Stuart, Florida, right on Canner Highway. Very easy to find us in the Monterey Plaza.
Yep, sure
next
is.
To Save a Lot Food Store.
Mm-hmm.
So just avail yourself, and we'd love to have you come and visit. I know a lot of people listen to us, and some come after a year, 2 years.
That's right.
And many of the people that come to our church are people that have listened to us on the radio program, and they really are hungry for more things. And, you know, people are getting more and more hungry for the Jewish roots.
That's right.
And we've been teaching this, the Jewish roots, for how long have we been on this radio broadcast?
Well, it's going to be 17 years in July.
17 years. And that was one of the main reasons God told us to come on to get people familiar with the feasts of the Lord.
Yeah, they belong to the Lord,
and
don't they?
Teach about the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
He's coming soon. Now, a lot of people have been saying that for a long time. I remember my grandma saying that.
Yeah,
she's in the grave.
That's right.
You know, but He is coming soon. So what's soon to you or me? We think is soon. You know what my grandmother thought was soon. Even so, it's come, Lord Jesus. He is coming soon, and every day it becomes closer and closer. So, you know, we shouldn't get lax, but we should be looking for Him.
That's right.
You know, the book of Revelation says we should be looking. He's coming back for those who are looking for Him. So if you're not looking for Him, you might just miss that day of visitation.
That's right, you might.
You know? And so we need to be looking for the Lord. Praise God.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So
Hallelujah.
It's hard to believe we'll be on here July the 8th. It'll be 17 years. But, you know, I think about those 17 years, Pastor Don, and I've had a lot of people think a couple of people told me to my face,
"You're loony.
You're loony. You're crazy.
You're crazy, man.
What's this got to do with anything?" But, you know, it's funny. They're swinging around now.
Mm-hmm.
Things are being revealed.
You hear it on TV.
That's
you hear
right.
it on all these. You're seeing all these Jewish rabbis
on TV.
And
that's right.
Spirit-filled. I think about Jonathan Cahn. We do show a lot of videos Saturday, too.
We
show a lot of, not movies from the movie theaters, but videos about about God, you know, videos about people like Jonathan Kahn and others who are preaching.
Mark Biltz, the blood moons.
That's right, the blood moons. All these things are coming to pass.
Amen.
And, you know, here we're talking about signs and wonders and miracles. Well, some people are so blinded. The enemy has them so blinded, or the world has them so blinded, because they're so busy, right, in the cares of the world. And, and actually, Jesus taught about that, the parable of the sower.
That's
you know, they were so busy that they missed their day of visitation. You know, many of them at the time in Israel missed the day that Jesus actually came and came to the earth, you know, to speak to the Jewish people.
That's right.
But they missed their day of visitation, and now their eyes have been, it is prophesied that their eyes would be blinded, they wouldn't see. But see, now they're starting to see. So what's happening? These shackles, or this blindness, is starting to fall away from their eyes, and many of them are seeing. And we even showed a video a week or so ago about a rabbi who lived to be, how old was he?
108 years old.
108 years old. And he had
an experience with the Messiah.
A vision. And the Lord told him the name of the Messiah.
That's right.
And they, you know, and so they said not to.
Got a big stir in Israel, boy.
Not to, yeah, big stir in Israel, because he was a big rabbi and teacher in Israel, very respected rabbi. And so, you know, he wasn't
Rabbi Kaduri.
Kaduri. He wasn't to open the envelope until after he was gone a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when they saw that, it threw a lot of them in a
real turmoil.
Turmoil. But many of their eyes are being opened now. And seeing, just look at the TV. Just look at the Christian TV. There's a lot of Jewish programs
now.
And so we're just really blessed to be part of this and to have seen these things coming to pass. And, you know, God has opened our eyes, and He will show us things. So, you know, and Prophet Gary Brooks, the Lord shows him things. And he'll prophesy over a lot of people. We prophesy over a lot of people. You know, God's always still speaking. It's not just, you know, the prophets aren't gone.
That's what Pentecost was all
about.
Some
of the church wants to take their prophets out. They just want to have a pastor and an evangelist and a teacher. They don't want anything to do with the apostle and the prophet. But, you know, that's not what the Bible says. We can't wipe away the apostle and the prophet. And the prophetic words are still coming to pass, and prophecy still being fulfilled. Wow, I'm just going to get myself on a roll here. Amen. I just want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey.
Hallelujah. Bless those two.
On Andros Island. And the blocks are coming in, and
Hallelujah.
We're just blessed to have more and more blocks coming in. And I don't know if they don't know it, but they've had a big check put in there.
They had a substantial gift given to them for those blocks over there on Andros Island. That church
in their
is coming
account,
up.
They need to look at that checking account, because those blocks, so that building is coming up. So if there's anyone who's listening to us and who may have known Roscoe, or I don't know, maybe they know Roscoe and Audrey. They lived in Palm Beach for a long time.
Yeah.
But they're building it. They have a church, Temple of God, on Andros Island. If they want to help to add a block,
Hallelujah.
Add a couple blocks.
Well, put your name on those blocks.
add a few dozen blocks.
That's right.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And help build that church called the Temple of God on Andros Island.
In the Bahamas.
So we just bless you guys over there, and we just pray for you all the
time.
We thank God for what He's doing for you, with you and your lives and your children's lives as well. Amen. Your children, your grandchildren. God is just blessing.
And every time we talk to Roscoe and Audrey on the phone, boy, Roscoe, you can just, it's just like he's about 6 feet off the ground. He's just floating in with the Lord, boy. And
that's right.
He's so happy. He knows what God's going to do. And he said, I don't know how it's all going to come together.
And you know what?
It's going to come together.
What God starts, He finishes.
He sure
does.
So
we have to trust in the Lord. And that's what He's doing, trusting in the Lord.
So we bless you too. And also the people that will be there that's listening to this program with you today.
Amen. And I want to give our telephone number. Somebody like to give us a phone call. And we do appreciate the phone calls and the and so the special people out there, and you
that
know
pray
who you
for
are,
us.
Who pray for us and listen and pray, keep us lifted up in prayer, and
Thank you, Lord.
Think about us and have concern. That God's laid us on your hearts. We just bless you, and we thank you so much. And like I said, you all know who you are, and so we're so thankful for the body of Christ. Amen. And so I want to give our phone number here. If you'd like to call or you'd like to come visit us, you can reach us at area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. 007.
Thank you, Lord.
You know we're 007 agents for God.
For the Lord.
And God, 7 is God's perfect number.
Amen.
And God wants to bring everything to He's going to bring everything to completion.
That's right.
And He wants us to fulfill those things that He has called us to do. Well, Pastor Gene, here we are. We're still in the time of counting the Omer.
This is the 40th day.
So that means they would take an Omer every day.
Yeah.
They would count it. And so they would. So that now we're up to the 40th day of counting the Omer. And this is the day, on the 40th day, Jesus, then, He went back to His Father.
That's right.
That's when they saw Him go up in the cloud. Mm-hmm. And you know, the angels told them, He says, hey, what are you doing here? You know, He's going to come back. But you have work to do.
Right.
And of course, Jesus gave him, the Lord gave them instructions before He left. He taught them the things of the kingdom.
For 3.5 years, boy.
Right, but He taught a lot of things of the kingdom during those 40 days.
Sure did.
So from the time of His resurrection, see, they saw Him he rose on the first day of the week. Sunday would be a Sunday, or it would be the eighth day. Is the number of new beginnings.
If that was an eighth day, yeah.
Right.
But it means a new beginning, doesn't it?
That's right. So He rose then, and then they saw, of course, He walked down the road with a couple of men that, you know, and then He revealed Himself to them. Then he saw His disciples in the room, walked through the wall, I guess, or the door, and that's when
without the door being opened.
That's right. Walked through walls, you know, hallelujah,
right.
It's God. He can do anything.
That's right.
He wants to do. And he even ate with them in His resurrected body.
That's right.
He was resurrected. And so during those 40 days, He walked with them and talked with them. And
encouraged them
and multiplied fish when they couldn't catch fish.
That's
one
right.
night. Mm-hmm. He did many things, and He's taught them the things of the kingdom. Those were the things He was teaching them. That's what we need to be thinking about, are the things of the kingdom.
Amen.
And then on that 40th day, He took them out to the Mount of Olives, and there He stood, and
they watched Him leave.
They watched Him return. They saw Him go right up into the sky.
That's right.
In the clouds, and they stood there. Can you imagine just
standing there
watching?
Wouldn't that be incredible to have been there? Yeah.
Yeah, you stand there watching, you see Him go, and then all of a sudden He's gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's just unreal. But He told them to go and to tarry. He said to go and to tarry and to wait, didn't He?
Amen.
Jesus, in the book of John, even John 21:22, says, Jesus said to them, If I will, he tarry till he comes. What is that to thee? He was teaching them even things about themselves.
That's right.
He told them, you know, he was telling them mysteries. And a lot of things they didn't understand, but their eyes were open more to see after the resurrection, I believe, than before.
That's right.
And so He told them to go and to wait another 10 days.
Right.
So they had to wait till the 50th day came, 49 days plus one, that's 7 Sabbaths, right?
Mm-hmm.
7 times 7 is 49. And then to the 50th day, and that was called the day of
Pentecost. Or Shavuot.
In the Old Testament it's called. And that's when God spoke from the mountain, Mount Sinai, and
Exodus chapter 19.
That was His mountain.
Yeah.
That's His land, and He spoke from there. And also, again, He spoke here, and they were all together in one accord, but they had to wait. And, you know, it wasn't that they didn't know what they were waiting for, because they knew it was a special day. They knew it was a special feast day. Now, they didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know what would happen to them, but they were obedient, and they were all in one accord. And what Psalm 133 say? You know, if you're all in one accord, you know, the blessings of God are going to be upon you.
That's right.
So the church needs to be in one accord. So they were all in one accord. And when it came to that day of Pentecost, then it happened.
So we're going to read a little bit here in chapter 1 of Acts. And but before we do that, I was just thinking about Roscoe and Audrey over there again. We we bless them, Father God, and all that they're doing. And we release them to the fullness of all. And we might just mention this. There's somebody listening to this program right now, and you have a real heart for missions. If you'd like to send in some money, an offering for their blocks, just make out a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries.
Yes.
Mail it to Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida. And the zip there is 34995. Designate on the check for blocks for Andros Island, and we'll make sure they get the money, and you'll be part of that ministry that's going on over there because you help them do
Amen.
The work. It's going to take quite a bit of money to finish it, but Roscoe and Audrey know that God's on their side. It'll be accomplished in His
due time.
Maybe
there's somebody who'd like to volunteer. They're a contractor or or a builder
to go over and help them. Yeah.
Yes, because they need the metal. They got to put the what do we call those in?
The thing around the foundation.
The metal and the blocks, and then of course they're going to need somebody to help build the roof.
The trusses.
You know, there's so many things that need to be done.
That's right.
And you know, the foundation's already down.
Amen.
So, but there's
all the plumbing in the foundation.
Everything's got to go in.
Yeah.
And so maybe there's somebody that's, you know, would like to volunteer some time and help them to build this temple of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You'll be blessed. Amen.
So we thank you for both of them. You know, they were taught, trained, activated, imparted by us. They were with us, I guess, for around five years, and they came to all the classes, and some classes they went through twice, and so they never missed a time. They were always there, and so because of their obedience and their willingness to learn, just like the apostles, you know, that walked with Yeshua, you know, they had to press in with him, and the more they learned, the more they found out about him, but there were still some things that they didn't know, just like you and I. We know a lot, but there's a lot of things we still don't know, but we praise God for what's going on the Andros Island, and Roscoe and Audrey. They teach the Jewish roots as well.
Amen.
And I just think about myself, and you know, for years everybody thought that this was crazy to talk about the going back to the Jewish roots. I've been accused of bringing people back under the law. Well, that's not what this is all about. And so, but when I got excited about this back in 1988 and started looking at this, there was hardly anybody at all talking about this. And I remember Joseph Good was on TBN, and he was teaching for week after week about the things about the kingdom of God through Jewish eyes. And he had a big blackboard, and I come home, and boy, I listened to that thing, and I was so involved with it. And he had a book out called Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to Come. And I bought that little book from his ministry, and I turned into a rag. I went through it so much, but it's just incredible what we have. And so here we are now. I got interest in that in 1988. Well, the years have gone by, and more people are coming in that realm. Even I seen John Hagee on TV here a few weeks ago. He was talking about God's appointed times and how they prophetically fit in and all that. But we have some wonderful people that was pioneering in that, I think. I think about Joseph Good and a man by the name of Joe Van Coovering over on the west coast of Florida here, taught about it a long time, and so did Perry Stone. You know, we got a lot of them. And now we see on TV a lot of Messianic Jews, you know, that's come to the Messiah. They're teaching on TV and radio about these things. And we've been doing this for almost 17 years. And so we just thank God for what he's been doing with us, whether people didn't like it or not, but we're beginning to see a turnaround. Some people thought we were crazy, as Donna said a while ago, but now they're beginning to realize that these things are true. God put those appointed times in place, not just for the Jewish people to have something to do, but there was a historical event we know around it, but everything he said in those appointed times was prophetic to where we are today. And we need to look at this very carefully. We can see some things that God's wanting to show us, that we will not be caught in darkness when this time comes. Hallelujah. Well, hey, we're not going to talk about
Amen.
That today.
Thank you, Lord. I get excited
thinking about it. But let's go to the book of Acts chapter 1. In my Bible, I'm just looking at it right in front of me. It says, the Acts of the Apostles. You know, this is really not really true. You know what it was? What it is here? It's the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles, because they couldn't have done it without the Holy Ghost. But let's begin to read this thing and look at this chapter, because it's pretty powerful. Verse 1 says, The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus. Now that's an interesting name that the writer of, some people think Luke wrote this, and he more likely did. And so this name was mentioned, and you know, Luke was not one of the original apostles, was he, Pastor Donna? But he heard this afterwards, being around Jesus and all the disciples and all that, and the apostles in those days, and we see that in the book of Acts several places. But I thought about this name. Oh, this Theophilus, his name means a lover of God, Pastor Don. See, we should all be lovers of God. Amen.
Wow. So who was Theophilus?
I don't know for sure. He was someone that Luke was writing this to, so him to understand. He was going to explain this. It says, right, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. So he's beginning to show him some things until the day in which he was what, taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs,
Amen.
Being seen of them 40 days.
This is where
we're at, right? This was the 40th day right here. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. They were still learning about the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, this is talking about the night he had his Passover meal, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. And Donna was looking at that over there in Luke chapter 24, where he told him to tarry in Jerusalem, what? Until you be endued with power from on high, just to be clothed with that. Well, they really didn't know what it was going to be, but they found out a few days later, 10 days later.
Well, he gives them a hint right here in verse 5.
That's right. Read it.
For John truly baptized with water.
Yes.
But ye means you all, King James, shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So he's telling them, and that's pretty simple to understand.
That's right.
You're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost not very many days hence. Now, he had already taught them about the Holy Ghost, so they knew a lot about the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Because Jesus had taught them about
sure
the things of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. He sure did.
In the other books.
That's right.
So when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of it to Israel?
That's right.
See, they were concerned about Israel, and mm-hmm. that so were a lot of the Jews, amen, because they were looking for, they weren't looking for a suffering king. They were looking for a ruling king.
Yeah,
which he wasn't at that time.
That's right.
But he is when he comes back.
He's going to be. But I was thinking about this baptism. We know it's that's a supernatural that takes us into that supernatural, is that. But I thought about, you know, we read all through the book of Acts about John's baptism. Well, what was John's baptism all about? It wasn't what Jesus talked about, was it? They were to come down, and they took a mikvah. They were baptized to clear their conscience of the things that they had done that was wrong.
Like a repentance, right. A cleansing, a
right.
Washing.
Like John, mm-hmm. remember John told me, he says, bring what? Bring fruit that's fitting for what you're going to do here. Well, then mm-hmm. we know that didn't wash away their sins. It was changing their conscience to think the right way toward God. Because they couldn't have had the sins forgiven until what? Until after John died, and when Jesus died and rose from
after
the grave, then
the
forgiveness would come after the resurrection. Couldn't be before that.
But John's baptism is to do things the right way.
That's right.
Get the right mind, the right spirit, the right
do things fitting
the right
to
way.
God. That's
you
right.
You know,
do
a lot
right
of them.
Way.
They talked about Jesus talked about the whitewash. You know,
they look
good from the outside.
Dead bones inside.
Dirty inside.
Dirty
filthy
inside.
Thoughts. Dirty thoughts. You
that's
know.
Right.
And so here we go on to verse 7, because he's telling them they need to...
Well, let's read verse 6 first.
I did.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. I did. I'll read it again.
Okay.
When they therefore were come together, so they were all together,
mm-hmm.
they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
So that's what they were looking for. They thought he
that's
was going to establish the kingdom, and he was conquer the Roman Empire, and he would become the king of Jerusalem and Israel and all that. But see, that wasn't God's plan.
Because they were suffering during those days.
Sure
they were under a lot of heavy control there.
That's right.
Verse 7 says, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power.
Mm-hmm.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So he wasn't really wanting to talk to them about restoring the kingdom of Israel at this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's telling them, but he's wanting them to think about the Holy Ghost. He's wanting them to think about power. They needed the power to go out and do what they were called to do and what they were trained to do. But ye, and this hasn't changed, it's still today. I mean, then that ye in the King James means you all, everybody. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
That's right.
It's a power to be a witness, power to live an overcoming life. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. So, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, they were watching him.
That's right.
He was taken up. Taken up where? To glory.
That's right.
And a cloud received him out of their sight. That was the last time. That was a glory cloud.
That's right.
And we can need it. We can walk into a glory cloud.
Would have been incredible
in
to have been there that day. My to be
wow.
there.
Wow. And they were like dumbfounded.
Right.
I can imagine.
They
you know.
Probably were. Yeah.
And while
but he
they
told
looked,
them all about this before, didn't he?
He told them he was going to return
that's right.
to his father.
Yeah.
They didn't expect it to happen that day. I guess.
Right.
It was on the 40th day. 40 mm-hmm. is a big number in the Bible. It's mentioned a lot of times in the Bible. 40, you know, numbers have meanings.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to talk about that now, but numbers have meanings. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, they're just gazing at heaven, towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these two men were angels.
Must be.
They stood next to him, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? See, he was gone there, but they're gazing up into heaven.
That's right.
Well, you know, what would you do, you know?
Yeah, you'd be
he
stunned.
Says, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you mm-hmm. into heaven, they told him where he went, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Now, he left right there at the Mount of Olives.
That's right.
So, when he comes back to put his feet on the ground.
Same place.
It's going to be in the same place.
That's it.
It's not going to be any place else in the world.
That's right.
It's going to be right there at the Mount of Olives.
That's right.
And if you have ever been to Israel and you stand on the Mount of Olives, you can look across the valley.
Kidron Valley. Right into the Eastern Gate,
and you
the Golden
Gate.
You can
see the Eastern Gate, which has been blocked up.
Right.
And there's also a graveyard right in front of you.
All the Muslims are buried
there. There's no
longer.
Way for you to walk across there.
Nope.
There used to be a bridge there.
To the Kidron Valley, yeah.
And the gate opened up, went right into the temple area.
That's right.
So he could. So from we stood there at on the Mount of Olives with all those beautiful olive trees, we could look across that valley.
Kidron Valley, yeah.
And we could see the temple mount. We could see the dome. That gold dome over there, that abomination.
On the Mount of
right,
Mount
where,
Moriah.
Where yes. actually the temple stood at one time
yep.
in Jesus' day. He mm-hmm. walked across that area. He mm-hmm. went through those gates, and he went onto the Temple Mount many times. He prayed there. Many Jews pray there now, that Wailing Wall. It's,
yeah.
it's an awesome experience just to go there. You just feel you think you're walking where Jesus walked. But yeah. now that's been blocked up. Because they know the Messiah is going to come.
And there's going to be an earthquake.
Some people,
take care
there's
going to
be an earthquake. Some people think, and of course, they also said, you know, Messiah would never walk through
over a place where dead bodies are through a grave.
Graveyard. Oh,
that's right.
Graveyard. But many of those graves are going to open up.
That's right.
And going to split. But, and there are some huge graves there. I mean, there's some really monuments that are there. You know, it's really pretty awesome to see. If anybody can get a chance to go to Israel. You should go. And if any of you really want to go with us, you give us a call. We set up a tour.
You can walk through all
tour,
those. And if you could read Hebrew, you'd see the names on a lot of those tombs because they were buried above ground, you know.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
When you walk right around that wall. But that's where he was.
Yeah.
And that's where he's going to return. He says here, and while they looked up steadily towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. These are angels. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same, see that word?
Mm-hmm.
Not another Jesus.
That's right.
This same
Jesus,
which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
That's right.
He's going to return the same place that he left.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. This is where they were, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey.
So here they were on the Mount of Olives. The bridge was there in that day across the Kidron Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So they were only allowed to go so far on the Sabbath day. And so they were about a Sabbath, the amount of time or the amount of distance that they could travel on a particular day. That's where they were at, and they came back into Jerusalem.
And right, okay, because I was wondering when I read that, it seemed to me that it wouldn't take a whole day
nope,
to walk to get to Jerusalem because
no.
you're right there.
It's the distance they were allowed to travel from their home on the Sabbath day.
They could only go so
only
many.
They could go so far.
So right. many, I don't know how far.
Right.
But, okay, the Bible
it wasn't very
us
far, really.
Okay, so it was a Sabbath day journey.
You know, the other spiritual mm-hmm. thing I just see in this, Pastor Donna, what we read, you read over here a moment ago about in verse 6, where they asked Jesus, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? So they were looking for what? A physical kingdom to
That's
come.
Right.
Now, you look at this and we look and see what Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians 15. We have a spiritual thought here. Paul said, oh, what? The natural man comes first, and then what? The spiritual man. Well, see, they were looking for the natural man, but
mm-hmm.
it wasn't going to come. Jesus just reversed it. He says, there's going to be a spiritual thing. I'm going to come into you. And the kingdom of God will be in you, and then later on, the real, the visible kingdom will come. It's just the opposite thought, you know. in a spiritual sense. And so he was telling me, he says, I'm not going to establish this right now, but you, in the days ahead, what happened? Remember, Jesus told me, he says, the kingdom of God comes without observation because it's in us. See what we're saying? And then what happens?
Okay.
And then comes what? The natural is going to come. One day we're going to see the real kingdom, aren't we, Hallelujah?
Okay, so that kind of opens my eyes to understand this a little bit better, because it wasn't on the Sabbath day that they were traveling.
Nope.
But the Bible's giving us the distance that they could travel, because they could only travel short periods on a Sabbath day.
Well, you're talking about that.
That's quite understanding, because it couldn't have been, because it was on the 50th day would have been on a Sunday,
right?
And so here being the
40th day,
simple math tells you it wasn't on a Sunday or a Saturday. So they're just giving us information of what a Sabbath day journey would be. In other words, it's a short walk. It's not that far of a walk to get back into Jerusalem. Amen. Well, that's good. Thank you, Father God, God gives us these little nuggets, and sometimes we think maybe, they're walking on the Sabbath. Or that's why we really need to just pray when the Holy Ghost. See, when we pray in the Holy Ghost, God gives us greater understanding.
Here you are. Listen to this.
Thank you, Lord.
Here we go. Just for some information, look this up in a good dictionary, talking about a Sabbath day's journey. It says it was such a journey that was approximately 2,000 cubits, about 3,000 feet, from one's house or where they lived. All right? So there you are. It's about that. We were able to go about 3,000 feet.
That's a short walk.
That's a short walk. And so you think about when we were on the Temple Mount, if that bridge would have been there, we could have walked right into the Golden
Gate.
Right
into the city.
And we'd be right. And it was probably about 3,000 feet at the most.
It's
called
the Golden Gate.
The Golden Gate.
Hallelujah. And that's going to be opened up again.
Yeah.
And people will go through there. Jesus will go through there. He'll probably be the first one to go through there.
He will be the first one.
Going
to split.
Right. Do you want to go ahead and read that, or should we jump over to chapter 2?
Let's go ahead and read a little bit more here.
All right.
It says, they returned. You read verse 12. Verse 13 says, and when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, mm-hmm. and Simon the Zealotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. There's the key thing. And all in one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. So Mary was there, his mother. Isn't that incredible?
So there were men there and women there. Mm-hmm. And they were all in one accord, and they're in this upper room.
And they're praying.
And Jesus had told them to wait.
That's right.
To tarry there, to mm-hmm. wait. Tarry means to wait, right?
That's right. So let's go on now. Now verse 15. And in those days, and we got a little bit of a different topic here, but that's all right. Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120 people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, men and brethren, he said, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, who was the guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained part of this ministry. Now, this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. Remember, 30 pieces of silver. It was given back to him. He purchased this field, and falling headlong, you remember, you read the Gospels, that he hung himself in this valley where it was at, and he must have fell out of this tree he was hung on.
It says he burst asunder.
And he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out, and it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue Acaldama, that is to say, the field of blood.
Field of blood.
For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric, let another man take. It means his office.
His office, somebody else take.
And that's in Psalms chapter 69. Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go into his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. So he had to go back to 12, because see, remember, 12 is God's number for government. These men were going to establish what God's government and show what he's going to do in the future. Isn't it incredible?
But isn't it interesting? You never hear of this man anyplace else in the Bible that I know of.
No, Matthias, that's it. No, that's right. Mm-hmm. And then we know, of course, Paul was called later on. We know that. But Matthias was honored here. His name was mentioned. But he's not mentioned anywhere else. But he was. It tells you right here, he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Incredible, huh?
But, you know, there's a lot of people who did awesome works that are not mentioned in
that's
the Bible.
Right.
Just like there are people right now who do awesome works and they're not mentioned.
They're not known by anybody.
That's
right.
What about somebody who's an intercessor who's praying?
That's right.
They're not on TV. They're not on the radio. They're praying. Maybe they're praying for you, for
that's
me.
Right.
You know, God sees all those wonderful works. Those are works by the Holy Ghost that lays on the heart of someone to intercede, because there's different gifts. We've all received different gifts.
Amen.
And some are seen and some are not seen. And didn't Jesus even talk about those parts that aren't seen?
That's right.
How they're more comely, right?
The unseemly parts, yeah.
Right. How important they are.
Mm-hmm.
And many times some of the most important parts aren't even seen. So praise God. So where are we now?
No big names.
Nope, big names.
Never been on TV or radio. No one, not well known.
And the reward that they
will
they're
be great.
Gonna get, nobody know, no one knows how great their reward.
So then that takes us into Acts chapter 2. We're thinking.
Did you read verse 24?
Yeah, I read that already.
They prayed and said, "Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two men, okay, have chosen." Okay, we talked about that.
So what they do? They cast lots, didn't mm-hmm. they, to find out? And so God had. With
right.
his purpose, just
so
like he did with Esther and Mordecai's day. Remember, Persians cast lots and all that. So.
And how did they know? Because they knew the scriptures. See, they knew the scriptures that there was to be another.
That's
they,
right.
They knew it was in Psalms, and you know,
prophetic
so many
word.
Things that are in Psalms. I'm reading through Psalms again. So many things are in the book of Psalms. So many prophecies. You know,
that's right.
And so many things about Yeshua and the prophecies about Yeshua and many of the things that Jesus said are come right out of the Psalms.
That's
Psalms.
Right.
Verse 2, chapter 2, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost," that means 50, right, "was fully come," now to the 50th day, "they were all with one accord in one place." Now, that tells you a lot, doesn't it, about the church?
That's where they were. We just read that.
Is the church in one accord in one place?
Not too much,
you know, even if we're not
some are.
In one place, they were all in one place. Some are.
But we should be in one accord.
But when we come together in our church meetings or our prayer meetings, we need to be in one accord. And we need to be, because that's where the blessings come forth, when people are in one accord. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind." Now, you know, the Holy Ghost sometimes comes in different ways.
Sure does.
Well, here it says it came as a rushing mighty
mm-hmm.
wind. Sometimes it says it's just a soft, like a whisper, you know.
That's right.
And some places it says you don't know where the wind comes from. Which way does it come?
That's it.
And sometimes you don't hear a loud sound. Sometimes you might hear a loud sound, you know.
Yeah.
How much attention? What's it take for God to get your attention? Does it take
mm-hmm.
just a whisper, or does it take a loud sound? Well, does it take a wind? Do you have to feel goosebumps on your arms? You know.
Yep.
There's so many things, different ways, and some people like to put the Holy Ghost in a box. But you know, the Holy Ghost reveals Himself in many ways.
Sure does.
In many ways. So here we have a mighty rushing wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Can you imagine a big, strong wind coming into this place where they're sitting?
Mm-hmm.
A mighty rushing
mighty
wind.
Mighty rushing wind.
I think about like a hurricane, a big rushing wind coming through, you know? Ooh,
they
wow, some
blow.
People would be scared, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
"And there appeared unto them cloven tongues." Now we've got cloven tongues, "like as of fire."
Mm-hmm.
"And is set upon each of them." Every one of them, not
every
just
one.
The 12.
That's right, all of them.
Not just the men, but it says it's set upon each. Each means each single person.
That's right.
Them. So
there's a
that
lot of them in there.
The women, that's right, the men. Whoever was in that room, that this wind came in and it swept them up, you know. It's like, whew, I just can't imagine that. I can't imagine it, but it must have been an awesome experience. So they appeared into cloven tongues. Cloven tongues. What's a cloven tongue?
Split tongue.
And
split.
It was speaking, right?
That's right.
As like as a fire, like fire. You know, fire. He's what the Bible talks about, fire being shut up in our bones, mm-hmm. needs to be released.
That's
and you
right.
know, how do you release the Holy Hallelujah. Ghost? By praying in the Holy Ghost. You got to release it, and it comes out through your mouth using your tongue. And it said upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So each one of them began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were not in the street doing this, Pastor
Gene.
That's
right.
They were in the building. They were mm-hmm. in the room. So they were all praying in the Holy Ghost. I don't think there was any confusion. Now, people in the church say that, well, that's confusion, brings confusion.
Right.
Not if it's of the Holy Ghost, not if it's of the fire, not if it's controlled by the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if men try to control things, you know, I think that would bring more confusion than allowing the Holy Ghost to be in
mm-hmm.
control. So here they are. They're all filled, I got that underlined in my Bible, with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. So here they are in this room, not out in the street preaching. Well, this noise and this wind must have drawn the attention of people that were walking up and down the streets.
That's right.
You ever see a fire? Well, what happens?
Yeah.
People run to see what's going on, or something's going on. People will run to see what's going on. Well, that must have been what that was like. People heard this.
They don't run after an ice truck, though, do they?
They ran. I don't know.
The fire. Fire,
if
they
you
do.
Need ice, I bet they. And some days ago, people ran after an ice truck. People wanted something cold to drink, you know, in those days when we didn't have refrigerators.
That's right.
We don't know what it's like, you know, to have something cold, you know. Some people won't even drink water unless it's cold. So we don't know what it's like. So maybe people did run after ice trucks before you and I were born. But here they are, people. This drew the attention of the people. So my point is, what I'm trying to get across is when they spoke in tongues by the Holy Ghost, they weren't concerned about what other people were thinking or doing. They were just concerned about God wanted them, what God was doing, because they were in one accord. They were waiting. They weren't concerned about how they sounded, what they were doing. They were filled. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're not concerned. You're not worried about what other people are doing. And so many times in the church, people are looking around. They're doing this. They're doing that. You know, we just need to press into God. That's why we're having Prophet Gary Brooks come. He helps us to show us how to press into God. We want to get into the glory realm. The glory realm only comes when you're in one accord and you're pressing into God and you're waiting. You have to wait. Sometimes things don't happen just overnight.
That's right.
You have to wait. Sometimes they happen in a moment. You can't put God in a box. God doesn't own a box. He's everywhere. So you have to wait upon the Lord. And so they were willing to do this. Men, women, whoever. Maybe they had children. I don't know. But they were willing to wait. And so when the Holy Ghost filled, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So as the Spirit came upon each one of them, you know, I don't think it came here for you 5 minutes, 5 minutes later, somebody
That's
else.
Right.
I think it hit them all as the wind
That's
came
right.
through. The wind hit them all, and the Holy Ghost and the fire just consumed them and filled them with, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there were dwelling, now it goes, now we're in verse 5, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews and devout men out of every nation under heaven. So people from all over had come to Jerusalem because
all the males had to be there.
They knew
at an appointed time. Passover, Pentecost, and what? Tabernacle.
They knew it was Pentecost.
That's
and
right.
And these people in the upper room knew it was Pentecost.
That's right.
They knew they were waiting on something special. And they knew what happened at Mount Sinai.
That's right.
They knew because they were told, those people back then were told to teach your children from generation to generation about this.
That's
when the Ten Commandments came.
That's right. And these men traveled for, some of them traveled for months to get to Jerusalem to be there at that time.
Because that,
it says
they were
right
so
here,
dedicated.
From every nation under heaven that was known at
they
that time.
They were so dedicated, they knew that they needed to be in Jerusalem.
All the Jews had to be there, the
so
men.
So God chose this particular time because people from all, it says, nations under heaven.
That's right.
Out of every nation under heaven. Now, a lot of people don't really dwell on that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, he said, didn't he tell them to both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to uttermost parts of the earth. Didn't he tell them to go? He says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. Here's the witness. This connects us right to this part. You shall be witnesses unto both in Jerusalem. Now people think, well, this must have been maybe just then, and unto Judea, maybe that would be the following year, and unto Samaria, maybe that would be later on, and unto the uttermost years, maybe that would be 1,000 years from now. No, that's not what that, see?
Yeah.
These people came, this is a connection, verse 8 over here in chapter 1 is a connection to this one where I just said every nation under heaven. So God had that perfect timing, because they weren't going to stay in Jerusalem.
That's right.
They were going to go back, and they came from where? Every nation under heaven.
That's right.
That's the uttermost parts of the earth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
At that time. So this fulfillment, first chapter 8, verse 8 over here, got fulfilled right over here within those 50 days because of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And they didn't have to go anywhere. All they had to do was be in one accord, be in an upper room, and be in Jerusalem, and to wait another 10 days. That's all they had to do.
That's all they had to
do. So 10 days later, this scripture that was spoken over here, when on the 40th day, 40th day,
that's right.
10 days later, this happened, and you don't hear people talk about this part of it that much. This happened. Every nation, people from every nation, men from every nation. So what were they going to do? They received the word, and of course, then we go, we're going to go on and read the rest of it, and you know all these different nations. I can't pronounce all these different names, but there was more nations than what's even mentioned here.
Sure.
So they when they went home, what did they carry back with them?
Mm-hmm. The power of God.
The power of God.
That's what they carried back.
Because many people got saved. Mm-hmm. And what happens when the multiplication starts? Multiplication, multiplication. You know what that's like, how
that's
that happens.
Right.
And that's what God is. God is a God of numbers and multiplication. So I just think that that is, to me, that is really awesome. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews and devout men. See, God said that these are devout men because what? They love the God.
That's right.
They love God. And they want, and whatever God is doing, they want to go, they want to do it too.
That's right.
Out of every nation under heaven.
That's right.
Now, when this was, verse 6. Now, when this was noised abroad, they heard the noise, right?
Mm-hmm.
The multitude came together. They're gathered around this building. All these people, I probably couldn't even, you know, you go to a football game or you go to a parade or you go someplace where there's people trying to huddle together. Lots of people. I mean, you're pushing against each other. You're, you know, just, it's that anxiety, that excitement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can just imagine all these people. Multitudes came together. It says multitudes and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Now, how did that happen? The Holy Ghost allowed that to happen.
Absolutely.
Those men that were speaking in tongues, they didn't know what language they were speaking in.
That's right.
They didn't know.
You got
it. And just because they were speaking, they heard these different languages, doesn't mean they didn't have the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, that they would continue to speak in tongues, because they didn't. They continued to speak in tongues. It wasn't a one-time event.
That's right.
It wasn't just, you know, a big football game. It wasn't a one-time event where the Holy Ghost ball was thrown. You know, you got to catch it and run with it. Well, you do have to catch it and run with it, the Holy Ghost, because it doesn't stop. It didn't stop there. Because we can go ahead and read where other people got baptized in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Even before they got baptized in water.
Right. As soon as they believed.
As soon as they believed.
They were baptized with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues, other tongues.
So there was a multitude that came together and they were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own
language.
And what did they hear? They heard the wonderful works of God.
That's what it says down here, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah.
The wonderful
right here in verse 11.
God.
It talks about these last two nations, the Cretes and the Arabians.
Mm-hmm.
We do hear them, like the people from Galilee, speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God.
All the mighty works of God. And you know,
that
I've been reading through the Psalms, and I've seen this mentioned many times. The works of God, the works of God, the wonderful works of God. And so when we're praying in the Holy Ghost, and many times we don't know what we're saying. I mean, are we running out of time?
No, we're okay.
If we're prophesying, sometimes we get a prophetic word, but we don't always know what we're saying when we're praying in the Holy Ghost. But what are we speaking? The wonderful works of God.
Yeah.
And we're talking to God. And you know, God hears us.
Sure does.
God hears us. And the devil can't hear us.
Sure,
he can't understand.
He can't understand what we're saying.
Mm,
it's wonderful.
Awesome.
We speak unto God and not to men. It's incredible.
Mm, awesome. So here we have all these people listening and hearing
and so this
about
was,
God.
So this is a fulfillment of what? Of Exodus chapter 19, when mm-hmm. God literally spoke from Mount Sinai, and
right.
the people trembled, didn't want to hear him anymore, okay? But here we see that God, you know what? He gave these believers, what? The opportunity to speak on his behalf, the wonderful works of God.
And they, you know, when people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's so much more easier for them to understand the Bible, the words. So what did they hear first? They heard the wonderful works of God.
That's right.
And these men speaking in tongues. And then Peter, then he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And he declares God's word. So what came first? That Holy Ghost.
That's
that
right.
The Spirit. So we need the Holy Ghost.
We sure
to
do.
To be able to understand what God is saying, the word of God. And sure. even to understand the scriptures. You know, I needed the Holy Ghost to help me to understand about that Sabbath day journey. Because at times I'd read that. You know, sometimes you just read through your Bible.
Thanks.
And you don't, you're just reading. And then you stopped there, and I think, well, why does it say the Sabbath day journey? You know, I'm thinking, well, it wasn't on a Sabbath. But see, God reveals it. He's just letting you know it was a short walk. It wasn't a long day.
That's
it wasn't
right.
a long walk. And if you don't know the Jewish roots, if you don't know what a Sabbath day journey is, you looked it up, right?
Right.
If you don't know what it is, you might think it's, you know, it's 2 miles. You might think it's 10 miles.
3,000 feet approximately from your home.
So the Bible's just telling us here that it's just a short ways, just a short walk. And to back into Jerusalem. Not that it was on the Sabbath day or any other particular day, but that was just the distance that they walked. So then here we are over here in chapter 2. It tells about all the different kinds of people. Excuse me, the people. And verse 12 it says, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this?
Mm-hmm.
Others were mocking. Wow, do people still mock the Holy Ghost? Said, these men are full of new wine, or they're drunk, right? And then Peter goes on to say, hey, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. These guys aren't drunk.
That's right.
They're filled with the Holy Ghost and power and fire. So, you know, we should never make fun or mock or quench
the
Spirit of God. Because when you do that, you know, the Bible gives us a warning about.
Paul warned that in Thessalonians. Quench not the Spirit. It means you're going to put the fire out like a candle. You're just going to snuff it out.
You're going to be judged if you do
that. That's right.
You do that. Because the Holy Ghost, which is only mentioned in the King James Bible that I know of, is the Godhead.
That's right.
And the other Bibles even take out the Godhead.
Right.
The Godhead is
divine
the Father,
nature or divine
Son,
attribute or something. Yeah, anything but the
put
Godhead.
They other things in there. Like you have this teaching that you have, that you've done, talked about the King James Bible, and I just want to mention because we have it available now. And if anybody would like to have it, Pastor Gene's done an awesome teaching on the King James Bible. Well, I'm just telling you, I'm just all wound up, Pastor Gene.
Yeah.
So you call us and we'll tell you how much it is and we'll get it to you. But you need the Holy Ghost and you need fire.
It's called King James Version Stands Alone. That's what
King
it's
James
called.
Bible. So you need to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. If you haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost with the anointing, with the fire and the evidence of speaking in tongues, then press in and come when Prophet Gary Brooks is there. Or come, or go somewhere, go to church somewhere, get pray, just get along with the Lord. The Lord
That's
will
right.
baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Amen, sure will.
I wish we could just
Ask
go on,
and we
but
shall
we're going to
receive.
Have to go on from this next week.
That's right. So today's the 40th day. This is when
when
he ascended to be with his Father. Hallelujah.
That's it.
So it's incredible. Well, it's time to close here, and so we trust that you've been blessed with this. Pastor Donna, give him the phone number again.
It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007. And we have church services here on Sunday morning
mm-hmm.
and other days too. You can call us. We'll send you a calendar. If you'd like to have more information about Spirit of Prophecy Ministries or this radio broadcast on WCNO.com, you can listen to us on the internet. You can go listen to this program again. Just go to WCNO.com and go to Saturday and look for Raising the Standard.
Amen.
Pastor Gene Hilton.
That's right. So we're honored to be here with you as we close every week. What do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath.
And I say to you, to what? To look up because your redemption draweth nigh, and tell them again.
Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace and rest.
So we love you. We're on this program because we care about people and we want to see you grow and mature in the things of the Lord. And the more you can find out about Him, the more you will fall in love with Him. How wonderful He is. And so we just, as always, we greet you as we close again and tell you to have a wonderful day, a wonderful Sabbath,
Amen.
And we'll talk to you next week at the same time.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of Prophecy.